The Museum of Islamic Art in Cairo, Hall Number 1, The Umayyads and the Abbasids. The Umayyads are named after Umayyah ibn Abd Shams ibn Abd Manaf, a tribal chief from Quraysh, the largest and most powerful tribe in Arabia. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was the first Umayyad Khalif, 40 AH 661 AD, and took Damascus as his capital. The Umayyad Caliphate is chronologically considered to be the second in Islamic history, preceded by the period of the Rashidun, the rightly guided caliphs. Particularly during the reign of Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik, the Umayyads saw their dominion expand from China to the east, all the way to the southern regions of Gaul and North Africa to the west. Their caliphate was ended by the Abbasids, who defeated them in the Battle of Zab, 132 AH 750 AD, in which the last Umayyad Khalif, Marwan ibn Muhammad, was killed. The Abbasids are named after Al-Abbas, the paternal uncle of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The first Abbasid Khalif was Abu al-Abbas Abdullah al-Saffah, who was given his nickname purportedly for his marked generosity. The Abbasid Khalifate is considered to be the third in Islamic history after the Umayyads. It has established Baghdad as its capital city in 145 AH 762 AD, and flourished remarkably until the time where several satellite states decided to secede from the Abbasid mainfold and established their own independent states, like the Tulunids, 254 AH 868 AD, and the Ikhshids, 323 AH 935 AD, in Egypt. The Umayyads showed a great interest in the arts. Their era saw the burgeoning of Islamic art with all its multifaceted aspects, which were influenced by previous civilizations such as the Sassanid, the Byzantine, and the Coptic, among others. This helped in the emergence of the characteristic style of Islamic art during the Abbasid period, in addition to the various artistic schools on the eastern and western frontiers of the Islamic world. Despite the preoccupation of the Umayyads with their successive expeditions, they nevertheless showed special interest in the flourishing artistic and scientific renaissance. This is clearly illustrated by the fact that the first Islamic chemist was a prince of the reigning family called Khalid ibn Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Later on, under the Abbasids, the real Renaissance witnessed its full bloom, as exemplified by the famous clock which was offered by the Caliph Harun al-Rashid to Charlemagne, the King of France, who lived from 124 to 198 AH 742 to 814 AD. It was a ticking water clock which showed the time using two metallic horsemen who opened a door every hour and then slowly withdrew after closing it. This clock was so amazing and stupefied Charlemagne's entourage to such an extent that they thought it was being run by demons. Nothing could prove more vividly how the Arabs were extremely advanced in technical matters at that time, while the Europeans were still living their dark Middle Ages. This hall holds a variety of rare masterpieces, among them wooden panel carved and painted decorated with birds from Egypt, Tulunid, 3rd century AH 9th century AD. Mia number 6280-2. These wood panels were probably part of a wall casing. Some traces of colors are shown on the friezes. The opposing bird motifs were executed amidst intersecting vegetal decorations. This technique became known as slanted or beveled carving after the transmission of the Samarra style to Egypt in the Ptolemaic period, 254 to 292 AH, 868 to 905 AD. These ornamentations are of a Sassanid inspiration, characterized by the drawing of the Tree of Life and decorated using two birds facing each other against a vegetal background. Luster painted ceramic dish, boat and fish decoration, from Iraq, Abbasid, 4th century AH, 10th century AD. Mia number 7900. The plate is decorated with luster paint on a tin slip. It is a unique model of luster painted ceramic in the Abbasid period, which reflects a scene of a boat with nails and two flags. The oars are shown just like some geometric lines, and some fish on the bottom to express water. It was found in Al-Bahnasa, south of Cairo, a most famous artistic center of Egypt. The ewer of Marwan ibn Muhammad, made of molded bronze, from Egypt, the Umayyad period, 1st and 2nd century AH, 7th and 8th century AD. Mia number 9281. This ewer was unearthed in Abu Sir al-Malak near Fayyum, and some believe that it is attributed to Marwan ibn Muhammad, the last Umayyad caliph, as it was found near the place where he was buried. It was probably used for washing and ablution purposes. It is famous for its spout, which has the form of a shouting cockerel spreading its wings. It is probably a symbol of light, which refers either to the Zoroastrian religion of the Sassanids or the Fajr prayer of the Muslim faith. It has a round body, a long neck, and a handle. The ewer is decorated with scenes of crescents, stars, and the sun disk, which reflect the Muslims' advanced knowledge in astronomy. This ewer is considered a world-famous, incomparable masterpiece because of its marked and important historical value. Glass goblet, luster-painted decoration, in the name of Abdus Samad ibn Ali, from Egypt, Abbasid period, 2nd century AH, 8th century AD. Mia number 23284. This goblet is considered the best proof of the development of glass making in the Muslim world during the early Abbasid period. It is probably the oldest specimen of luster-painted glass in the Muslim world, as it is dated between 136-137 AH, 753-755 AD, according to the most recent research on the subject. The decoration on the rim of the goblet betrays the stature of its owner, as it includes several supplications to Abdus Samad, who died in 185 AH, 801-802 AD. He was the most honored by the Abbasid caliphs and the brother of Ali ibn Ali, the commander-in-chief of the Abbasid armies. He most probably collaborated with the latter in the arrest of the last Umayyad caliph, Marwan ibn Muhammad, in Egypt in the year 132 AH 750 AD. Later on, he was appointed governor of Medina, then Mecca, the Arabian Peninsula, the Levant, and Basra.